I know. I was kind of disappointed.
Hello, I'm Janet.
And I'm Ashley.
And we are two girls and a bottle of wine.
Because men love boobs.
And girls love wine. Happy day after the Golden Globes.
I like it. It's different.
Did you watch the Golden Globes? I know. No. I'm so bad. I am a bad two girls and a bottle of wine person. Because at 7:20, Steve walks in and he's like, why aren't you watching the Golden Globes? I'm like,
I was dead yesterday, actually. We were nothing. You're alive.
Why were you dead?
I had a really, really, really crazy Saturday night.
I'm jealous.
I wouldn't be. I slept on the bathroom floor.
On your bathroom floor?
Yes. Yes.
Well, you look bright and shiny today.
I mean, it's a step up from sleeping in my car, right?
Wow. Where did you guys go?
It was our friend's birthday, we went out.
Birthdays are always bad news.
Well, I walked into her party and she goes, here's a tequila shot. You have to do one with me. And then she's like, here's champagne. And then she's like, here, you have to try this wine. I literally consumed almost every form of alcohol. Tequila, wine, champagne, vodka, rum, and whiskey. All in one night.
Why would you have whiskey?
I was drinking Jack and Cokes.
Why?
I don't know.
I've never known you to be a Jack and Coke girl.
Me either. Joey was ordering them. I was drinking them.
Where were you?
Two places. We were at the Four Seasons and then our favorite, Polish.
Mm-hmm.
I did way more shots than I could count on one hand.
Oh my gosh. Well, I'm glad you're alive.
And I had a hair appointment Sunday morning. And I was sitting there and the fumes, I was like, I'm going to be sick.
I think I've been to a hair appointment hungover. It sucks.
It was not fun.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's so why I didn't hear from you yesterday.
I didn't make it awake to see the Golden Globes.
So Steve came back in town from the Caribbean. Mm. Caribbean. I don't know how you say it.
I think either one's
right. And I thought that's why. I was like, oh, Ash, I haven't heard from Ashley today. You know, she thinks I'm busy.
I was dead.
I'm so sorry. Like, I just thought you were being, I noticed there was something different, but I thought you were just like, oh, Steve's back.
No. I was dead.
That's awesome. Not awesome. I'm glad you're okay.
It was an awesome night until I got home.
So I picked Steve up from the airport, and I'm all dolled up. Like, I went to a one-year-old's birthday party from one to three. But I knew I had to go to get Steve right afterwards. So, like, I'm all dolled up for this one-year-old's birthday party, and I didn't even know that you were supposed to wear pajamas to this party.
Oh, my goodness.
Because I didn't check my mail. I have a problem with checking my mail.
Oh.
And so I checked my mail after I picked Steve up, and I'm like, I text my friend, and I was like, so I just got your invitation. I'm sorry I didn't wear pajamas.
That's awesome.
So I'm all dolled up, and I, like, show up at the airport, and I'm like, so what do you want to do? I have been in the house for two and a half weeks. What do you want to do? Oh, I don't know. What do you want to do? Oh. He's like, do you want to go to a movie? Nope. I don't want to go to a movie. I want to get my groove on. I did not. We came home.
Aww.
Yeah. I pouted for like 5 seconds. But then I'm like, he's back. I'm happy. We. But yeah. I wanted to be out at Polish. I was in like a party girl mood.
Yeah, that's really funny. Yeah. Because actually today when I was driving here, Joey called me on his way home from work and was like, oh, tell Janet I said hi and tell her that she has to come out with us again soon.
Yeah, that was a lot of fun. That night I went out with you guys.
It was wild.
Yes. So we're both dog owners. We both have Eskimos.
We do. We have so much in common.
We bonded over that pretty quickly when I first started working at MozTech. I was like,
we did.
What kind of dog is that looking at your pictures on your cubicle? You're like, American Eskimo. I was like, we have an American Eskimo.
And I'm like,
Eskimo.
No way. Nobody I know has that dog.
And ours is Moon Pie. And you said yours is Sugar.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. So Steve had minor surgery today. He's okay. He's fine. Everything's wonderful. So I picked him up. I got off work a little early, picked him up and brought him home. We walk in the house and we're met with this like wall of stench.
it's always like a fine. Where is that stench coming from?
Right. Search. Like we're both like, what happened? Like, first you check the garbage can.
Right.
Like, okay, nothing's in there. And then I'm like, I wonder if one of the cats died.
Oh,
like, it was
bad.
Like, did one of them explode? And so I come down here to the basement where the cats live, and they're both like, hey, what's up? Okay, you're both good. And I'm like, Steve, you get the dog door because the dogs live in the laundry room, which is all linoleum, drywall, washer, dryer. If they do make a mess, it's fixable.
Right.
Oh my God. It's called Poopageddon. This dog, Moonpie, the wonderful American Eskimo that is all white, was not all white anymore. And the all white room of like linoleum and drywall was no longer all white drywall and linoleum. It was tainted with brown.
Oh
my gosh, Ashley, you don't even understand. So my first thing, I'm like, I'm going to walk around and light all the candles.
That would have been my first thing, too.
So, like, mentally, I'm like, how am I going to conquer this? Steve had just had minor surgery. I can't expect him to clean it up. And I went through a whole bottle of bleach. I washed my hands. You looked at my hands. I washed my hands. But I got down on my hands and knees and scrubbed. And it was traumatic.
And now Moon Pie is...
perfectly fine. Like, I kind of want him to be a little sick still.
Like, well, I'm saying, have you tested that theory out? Like, has he gone to the bathroom since?
I don't think he can. There's nothing left to him.
So we won't really know if he's fine until tomorrow.
Right. I'm definitely scared to feed him.
I would be too.
I gave him a piece of bread, like, just to test.
That'll probably absorb.
So what's everything. The worst dog experience like that you've ever had?
Sugar has never done that. Thank God.
Dang however. It. In my text to you, because I had to text you to warn you, because I didn't know how it was going to smell when you walked in. I'd been in the house already. Like, I was hoping the bad smell was gone, but it was either going to be bleach or flowers with a little bit of poo. I don't know.
No, it smelled clean. Like, it smelled very clean. Like,
it's because bleach. I have black sweatpants on, and the knees are not black anymore from being on my knees cleaning up.
Yeah, Sugar has not got, but Sugar, so I, Sugar is literally a garbage disposal. And I say that, like, not loosely at all. Like, anything that drops on the floor is fair game. Like,
wow.
My dog swallowed an avocado pit whole.
How did that come out?
It hasn't yet. It's been 6 years. I'm assuming she digested it and it came out normally. Like,
it hasn't yet.
I don't really know, but it was funny because I laughed at her when she got it. So things are pretty big. And I was like, yeah, have fun pooping that one out. 6 years later, I haven't seen it. But dang. So I think it was last year for Christmas. I put out.
Yes.
So I put out a bowl. So we have like a hall table and a piece of the hall table backs up to the couch. But the other end doesn't. And it's a very, like, it's all glass. So I'm thinking, like, as long as I put the bowl on the opposite end, she can't jump high enough to get to it.
Mm-hmm.
So I had a bowl of Hershey Kisses, and they were mixed. There was the peppermint candy cane ones and then just mint, and they were all green and red wrappers. And so we used to leave her out throughout the day.
Mm-hmm.
And I guess she was on the back of the couch, smelt it, couldn't reach it from the back of the couch, so she walked across the table, threw the bowl on the floor, got on the floor with the bowl, and ate half of the bowl of Hershey Kisses.
Oh my gosh. And chocolate's supposed to be, like, deadly to dogs.
Not her. She's still kicking. Trust me. Half a bowl. So there was two bags of Hershey Kisses in that bowl. So she ate a whole bag of Hershey Kisses.
What did you do?
I screamed because I wanted to kill her at first.
Sugar!
I was like, totally what see. The hell? And so then I was like, oh my God, this is going to be a nightmare when she starts pooping this out.
Right.
Thank God that, I don't know how, like I said, this dog has the stomach of like a garbage disposal because her poop was still solid. However, her poop was green and red. For days, like, it was like Joey and I would laugh and be like, oh my God, like, her poop shines from far away because of the tinfoil wrappers.
Oh my God,
like, it was horrible. And then the best part of it is, you know, the Hershey Kiss has the like the thing that says Hershey,
paper.
The paper piece, like the stringy paper piece. So, and you know, having an American Eskimo, if their rear isn't trimmed, they'll get like,
yes, Steve had to get the dingleberries.
Dingleberries, yes. So, himself, yes. More sugar. She was outside. Thank God she was outside. I'm taking her outside to go to the bathroom, and she pooped, but then the string part was stuck, and she's just still squatting there because, like, I guess she knew.
She could probably feel it.
Yeah, and she was, like, trying to get it to go somewhere. So I had to grab a doggy bag and grab this stupid little string out of her butt. I wanted to kill her.
Dogs and poop on their butt, I can't handle. Cats are naturally, like, hair-free around that area, thankfully.
I get sugar groomed once a month to keep it.
That's smart. See, we were going to get Moon Pie groomed last month, but he was sick, mm-hmm. and so he skipped his appointment. So I'm like, Steve, your dog, go
and for bathing it. Them is, bathing them yourself is a lot of work.
Steve did pretty good. The only problem was Moon Pie, like, he picked Moon Pie up, and, like, both of us were like, someone's going to get bit. Someone's going to get bit. But he didn't. He didn't get bit.
He did not like to be picked up?
No. Oh.
Really?
I think it's a lot. He's 15, and he's got arthritis. It's got to be painful.
I could see that.
Yeah.
Sugar, I carry that dog around.
I would love to be able to cuddle more with Moon Pie, but he freaks out. So a lot of people, like, scoff at Moon Pie's name.
Okay, I could see that.
Yeah, I figured you could.
I and mean, so, when I found out the history of names of Steve's dogs, right. though,
so I was sitting here, and Steve's still under like drugs, pain pills, and I'm like, so we're gonna talk about dogs on the podcast. I don't understand. Where did Moon Pie get his name? Were you, like, eating a Moon Pie that day, or what's up?
I've always wanted to know this.
And he's like, I was just in my phase of, like, food names, because he had applesauce, pork chop, and Moon Pie. And I'm like, that's weird.
But so when I think of Moon Pie is
not an average food.
Right. I was going to say, I don't even really think of pork chops and applesauce, but I could see one would, but, like, a Moon Pie.
Where did Sugar get her name?
She's white.
I knew it. You could ask Steve. I was like, I'm going to ask Ashley, and she's going to be like, she's white. She looks like Sugar.
So when Joey and I got her, he actually named her.
Huh?
He picked out her name.
You let your boyfriend name your dog?
Mm-hmm. I wanted to name her
shocking.
I wanted to name her stupid things like Snowball. Snowflake. Actually, Snowflake was number one on my list, and Joey's like, that's way too long. And so he's like, let's think of things that are white. And here's me being stupid. I'm like, milk, salt. Like, I'm just naming everything that's white. And wow. When I said salt, he's like, oh, let's name her Sugar. And I was like, that's perfect.
That's awesome. Mm-hmm. I guess when Butterfly was little, she was like the size of your hand. And her ears were, like, half her body size and, like, stuck out like kind of a butterfly.
That makes sense.
Yeah. Her real name is Butterfly Airplane.
Oh.
But we don't use that. I don't think... I even wonder if Steve's family knows that. Like, one of the little girls in his family is the one that taught me that. And I was like, Steve, what's this Butterfly Airplane? He's like, oh, that was Butterfly's, like, full name.
Hmm.
Butterfly Airplane McGrew.
We've got Sugar Booger.
Sugar Booger.
She is like, she's the bug. Yeah. But it works because all of our pets that Joey and I have ever had together, their names have started with an S.
Hmm. So I found a list of celebrity. Because, you know, we're talking about crazy names, and your first thought, really, at least mine, was, well, celebrities name their children crazy names.
So do they name their pets normal ones?
And looking at this list, not really. So we don't want to go through the whole list because there's like 100...
There are.
So you pick your top five, and I'm going to pick my top five. Do you want me to go first?
Sure.
All right. Drew Barrymore's Chow.
I knew you were going to pick that one.
Yellow Labrador mix. Chow Chow Yellow Labrador mix. I like saying that. His name is Flossie. My grandma had a best friend named Flossie.
Flossie.
Yeah.
So Flossie. I'm going to combine these because Adam Sandler has two bulldogs, and they're Meatball and Matzo Ball, and I just awesome. Love them.
That's because you're Italian.
Well, Matzo Ball's Jewish, but I just love them because they're...
No, Meatball.
Oh, yeah, no, Meatball.
Okay,
I just love them because they're... And bulldogs are, like, round and kind of roly-poly.
Oh, I didn't even make
so
that
So I like that for them.
Eva Longoria's pug. His name's Oprah.
Really?
Do you think Oprah's offended?
No, but have you noticed that that's not the only one. 50 Cent's dog is named Oprah Winfrey. Full name.
I know. But it's Winfrey.
Yeah.
Like W-I-N-F-R-E.
Yeah. Huh.
That's crazy.
That is interesting. I personally, so Eric Stone Streets, I don't know who that is, but his dog is named Coleman Hawkins. Because one name wasn't enough.
Two very odd names for dogs. Pink, who I love, and I think like we're very similar, except she is able to express herself more than me. Her bulldog's name is Elvis. I had a cat named Elvis.
Hmm.
Yep.
So Kate Middleton and Prince William's black Cocker Spaniel is named Lupo.
Lupo.
I think of lupus when I hear that.
Oh.
First okay. thing that comes to mind.
That's interesting.
Mm-hmm.
Martha Stewart's French bulldog's name is Sharky. I don't understand.
I don't either.
Made me think of your quote from last week. We'll have to talk about that after this.
So Will Smith's Rottweiler is named Indo. Indo? Indu? Indo?
Yeah, sure.
Something?
Indo, like indigo.
Like, minus just,
the go. Go. It's Indo. Yeah. Yeah. Rachel Ray's pit bull is Isaboo.
I
could tell like, hey, boo. I still call my animals that. Is that, do you do that?
I'm no.
Like, hell.
I call her Bug, though. Like that.
Right. All right, the last one. Okay, go ahead. Sorry.
Okay, then. Jake Gyllenhaal's dog is Atticus.
Atticus. And Atticus. What kind of dog is it? It's a German Shepherd. I could see that. I feel like
that fits that dog, though.
So we talked about dogs named Oprah, so we got to share Oprah's dog. Oprah's Springer Spaniel's name is Sunny.
That's kind of normal.
That's kind of
plain. That fits there.
What?
That fits. Like,
she's not plain. There's nothing about Oprah.
No, Sunny for a spaniel. Like, they're very, like, bouncy and, like, sunny and happy.
Yeah, so Moon Pie, after he made an exit of all the bad stuff in his life, he's, like, bouncy and... So, how do you name a pet? We talked about how Sugar got her name and how Moon Pie got his name. My cat's name is Pooh Bear because I'm weird. I really don't know where I got that name.
I thought maybe you liked Winnie.
No, I really was never Winnie the Pooh. And then Rain got his name because that's what was given to him when I adopted him. But it was during the rainy months.
It was like, it was hardcore raining like when you adopted
monsoon
him.
Monsoon, yeah. Colorado. And I was like, well, that's perfect. Because they told me he wouldn't know his name. But he knows his name.
Yeah, we call him all the time.
Yeah. So how to get a pet's name. We went to WikiHow.
We did.
WikiHow. I like saying that. So, we're going to go through the steps of naming a pet. I'll start off with number one, look at your pet. That's a good idea. You got a new
pet.
That's
what I did.
Look at it. Does he or she have any distinctive physical traits? Color, like white fluffiness? Unusual markings, size, or other notable aspects of your pet's appearance could all suggest a variety of names. For example, Goldie, Sunshine, Butter, Cheese, Banana.
Cheese?
I don't know.
Butter?
Dandelion, daffodil, or Sugar.
Mm-hmm.
If you have a cat with white feet, name it Socks. No, do not.
Why?
It's not allowed. Do you know how many cats are named Socks because they were cursed with white feet?
Oh, no, I didn't actually.
All right, number two.
Number two, think about your pet's personality. Does he or she remind you of a person, character, or character type? Or is there a character with a similar personality as your pet? Is there an activity he or she loves to do or a character trait that jumps out of you? Any of these could suggest a good name. And that's funny because we've actually said that Sugar is the perfect name for her because she is such like a sweetie pie love bug. Like she just wants to be cuddled up with you at every second of the day.
See, I was just with the thing you just described, like Rain is the same way, the cat, super cuddly. And I'm like, you're kind of like one of my ex-boyfriends. Just wants to be touched all the time. Calm down. I have a life to live. All right, number three, consider any names that are unique. Sometimes, and unique is good. Moon Pie is good. No one's going to forget Steve's dog's name. Sometimes you can find unique names anywhere. If a cat's gray, you can even call it Husky. If it's it's best if it fits with the pet's personality. Look for any everyday objects like table, remote.
Are they kidding?
Thinking about your pet's personality is vital to find a right fitting name for it. This is the key thing. If your pet seems mystical, you can even name it Unicorn or Pandora. I think of music.
I do too.
You can even name your black cat Panther or something.
I feel like that was always common, like the black cats being named Midnight.
Yeah. Or Blackie. My brother had a dog named Blackie. It was black.
My younger cousin, she had a rabbit and a duck named Easter because she got them as Easter gifts and she was young. Gosh. So she would just keep naming her pets Easter.
Wow.
It was great, actually. We'd be like, what are you going to name this one? Easter?
Steve's parents have a cat and they call it, I forget what they call it, but it's something for like that darn cat. TDC would be but I think they call it like TC or something.
That's awesome.
I just called it cat when I was there and it answered.
Cat. All right. Number four is consider names that you just like the sound of. Names from books, movies, or TV shows are often good choices.
Or names that are easy to yell.
Yeah. Well, I know a friend who all of their dogs are named like after a... like Lily after Lily Pulitzer. One is Paris after like Paris Hilton. Like they're all have like very famous names. And then I know somebody else that all of their dogs were named after alcohol. They had a Bailey and a Kahlua.
My next animal will be Malibu. I've decided. It'll be easy to yell.
There you go.
Number five, if you really can't think of your own pet names, reach out to your family and friends. They'll help you out.
I'm sure they will. And number six is consider human names. Sam, Molly, Max, or Jake can work just as well as traditional pet-sounding names like Fido.
Right. Number seven, if you have a purebred dog, try something aristocratic. For example, Princess Cordelia Abubu Aurora III. Or Prince Xavier Samuel Charleston James IV. If you do this, make sure you come up with a simple call name.
Yeah, I was going to say, that's enough to confuse a dog.
No kidding.
Poor thing.
Oh, my Lord.
Number eight, keep it simple. Remember that you will use this name often, so make sure it's easy to say quickly.
Easy to yell. Easy Shug. To yell.
It's quick.
Moon Pie is easy to yell.
It is.
Butterfly. Yep.
We got it down.
Number nine, try it out. Does the name sound good when hollered down the street? I just said that. Is it easy to yell? What about in a conversation with a friend? Would you be embarrassed to mention the name around certain people? Saggy Boobs. My cat, Saggy Boobs. I just thought of that. That would be very embarrassing.
Could you imagine? Yeah. That would stink.
All right, number 10.
Once you decide on a name, don't use it a lot around your pet. You do not want your pet to mistake it as a common word. If you want your pet to respond to the name, offer praise, attention, and even treats. If your pet looks in the direction when you say his or her name, then gradually increase the amount of times you use it. And we read that they actually don't know their name. They know words that sound alike. That's why, like, you should use, like, yes and no and say them in different tones. And so I tested this theory out. This is how Sugar got her middle name. We call her Booger, which sounds a lot like Sugar. It's got the, you know, kind of flow. She has no clue on, I mean, maybe she's just gotten used to it, but she responds to either.
Well, Pooh Bear is the same way. Like, before she became old and would ignore me, I would just be like, puh, puh, and she would be like, because she could recognize that sound.
Mm-hmm.
And I think with Rain, like, we make fun of Butterfly all the time. Like, we'll be upstairs, cats are downstairs, and be like, Rain, Rain. And, like, he responds to that tone.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm. It absolutely does.
Pooh Bear is playing in the cat house.
I'm excited. I haven't seen Pooh Bear this playful ever.
Anyway, Steve bought this cat house, and he was just asking me, do the cats ever play? And I was like, yeah. And I didn't know for sure. And now I have proof. That's awesome. Okay, so those are some tips on naming your pets. And this is going to be a pet show.
It is.
We're going to go longer than 30 minutes, so I hope you all are ready for that. Are you ready for that, Ashley?
I am.
Okay, the most popular dog names. Veterinary.
We missed the last tip.
Oh.
It was make sure it's gender appropriate.
Why? They don't know what if they're male or female.
But could you imagine if I had a boy dog named Clarabelle?
I gotta say.
Like, or Bella.
Because of Winnie the freaking Pooh, everyone thinks my cat is a man and she's a girl.
Pooh I wouldn't bear. Have thought that.
Like, Steve is always like, he, his. And I'm like, no, she had female parts before I had them cut off. She is a female.
Yeah, I wouldn't have thought that. Maybe just because I know that about her, though.
Yeah.
And because she's kind of moody, so that like
was,
a girl.
That was, yeah, she is. That's my bad. So, yeah, I guess gender appropriate would, yeah. It confuses humans more than anything.
Right, exactly. Because
even when I take her to the vet, like, they're like, oh, he's so cute. And I'm like, it's a she. Anyway, so a veterinary pet insurance company sorted through its database of 500,000 pet names.
Holy cow.
And determined the top dog names of 2013. So you want to start it off?
I do. The first one is Bella.
We have a coworker, or we did have a coworker that named her dog Bella.
Yes, and Joey's sister's dog's name is Bella.
So very popular. Number two is Max. I think that will always be in the top 10.
I always think of the dog from The Little Mermaid.
Aww,
his name was Max. And my mom's old boss had a dog just like that, that like sheepdog, and its name was Max too. So I just think of that dog. I used to ride it as a pony when I was a kid because it was so big.
It was Max. It was like a dog to the max, right? Like a big dog. You could ride it.
Yes, but I think he named it Max because of the one in The Little Mermaid.
Oh.
Because he had kids.
Okay. All right, number three.
Is Bailey.
Which we just said your friend mm-hmm. has. My friend named her child Bailey.
Does she like weird? To drink Baileys?
Yeah, she was a drinker. Number four is Lucy.
I like that. Short, that's simple, kinda sweet. That's kind of cute. Five is Molly. We had a coworker whose dog was Molly.
Who?
Jackie.
Oh, that's right. I'm bad. Number six is Daisy, which I've always liked that name.
I do like that name, too. Seven is Charlie.
We have a coworker, or we had a coworker named Charlie.
Mm-hmm.
Number eight is Buddy, because your dog is your buddy.
Mm-hmm. Number nine is Maggie.
Maggie. Didn't we?
I've never known anyone to have a dog named Maggie.
Oh, my old coworker at my part-time job. And number 10 is Sophie.
I could see that.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Hmm. I don't know. Sophie. It's very feminine, very girly.
I could see it for like a frou-frou dog, like a Shih Tzu.
Shih Tzu. Yep. So those are the most popular dog names.
Mm-hmm.
What are your dog's names? Share them with us. We definitely want to hear that.
Because Ashley wants to get another dog and she needs ideas.
She needs to grow her doggy family. All right. So the Golden Globes were last night. We talked about that. And so I watched. You did not. We already established that as well. When I was watching, I heard this line. And I didn't get it until I read this article. So, Amy Poehler, she won a Golden Globe for her part on Parks and Recreation, which I don't mm-hmm. watch that. Do you?
I have watched.
Okay. What did you think of it?
It's really, really funny. If you have that sense of humor.
So that was like, she won and that was awesome. Congratulations to her. Well, rewind back to last year's Golden Globes. And I guess Taylor Swift was slammed by Amy Poehler and by Tina Fey because they told her to avoid Michael J. Fox's son.
That was last year?
Yes.
Okay.
Because we all know how Taylor Swift likes to date and then they break up. And then mm-hmm. write a song about it, right?
Yep.
So, when Taylor Swift was talking to Vanity Fair after last year's Golden Globes, she said, you know, Katie Couric is one of my favorite people because she said to me she'd heard a quote that she loved that said, there's a special place in hell for women who don't help other women.
And that was a jab. So I don't understand how that was a jab at Tina Fey and Amy.
Wait for it.
Okay.
I'm You gotta listen to the whole story. I'm bad at telling stories. So then, this year, after Amy Poehler accepted her award, her and Tina Fey came up on stage to introduce something or some other, and Tina Fey said, "I just want to say congratulations again to my friend Amy Poehler. I love you, and there's a special place in hell for you."
So, no, I get that part, but I don't get how...
They were regurgitating Taylor Swift's quote after Taylor Swift was saying that because of the way Amy Poehler and Tina Fey had made fun of her last year.
Right. No, I get that. But I'm saying I don't understand how what Taylor Swift said there has to do with what Amy and Tina said last year.
Because Amy and Tina were poking at her when they should have been, "Oh, fella biatch, we love you."
But she's not. We've all known she's really right. An alien.
And I was watching last night and I heard that line and I was kind of like, huh? Okay, is she good jealous?
Good for them. I love them.
Yeah, so that's the gossip when it comes to the Grammys. That's all I've heard so far about behind-the-scenes drama.
Right. Well, that end, I heard a lot of the girl who played in Precious, and she's on American Horror Story.
Okay.
Do you know who I'm talking about?
Nope.
She's the very heavy-set black girl.
Okay.
Who played Precious.
Okay.
So everyone was talking about her and her dress because it was white. It was, you know, more fitted. And so there was just all this, like, Twitter about her dress and how, mm-hmm. oh, my goodness, she should never wear that. It's so unflattering. Like, who does she think she is? It's, like, horrible things, you know?
And that's what they do.
And so she, touche to her, because so her Twitter thing was, yeah, I was something along the lines of, like, I wasn't thinking about it when I pulled up, when I was in Paradise, because I forget where the Golden Globes were hosted, but I guess it was somewhere nice.
Mm-hmm.
Something like, when I was doing that, I pulled up in my limo to do the job that I love to do every day. Ha ha ha. Like, kind of snubbing them. Yes. Like, and I was just like, good for her, because mm-hmm. she rocks.
That's awesome.
Like, if you like the dress, rock it.
I guess there was another behind the scenes, but it got posted publicly on the E! Network. They have, like, during the Golden Globes and during the red carpet, they have, like, scrolling things.
Yep.
And they had a thing that scrolled across that said, fun fact, Michael J. Fox was diagnosed with Parkinson's disease in 2001. Under a fun fact.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah. So they've come out and apologized, and I can only imagine someone's going to get fired.
Well, and there was also something that was kind of hidden, too, in that on the red carpet, part of the red carpet was flooded with sewage water.
Ew.
Yeah. Like a line burst or something like that.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, so they had to, like, avoid it.
Ugh. Well, we talked about Frozen last week and how it was taking over the world.
It's taken over my world.
Yeah, mine too. We both went and saw it this week, we have to admit. We did. I haven't seen a Disney movie in theaters since The Lion King. What was the last Disney movie you saw in theaters? Probably more recent.
I think that it was either... I know for a fact it was Finding Nemo, but I honestly think that I saw something else after that, and I just can't think of what. Maybe Wall-E, because I really, really love that movie for some ridiculous reason.
I'm not going to judge you, but I am going to judge you.
Have you seen Wall-E?
No.
Then you can't judge me.
That's why I said I'm not going to. Well, okay, so I went and saw Frozen, and oh my gosh.
I
laughed. I loved. I cried. I left the movie theater singing the freaking song. I pulled it up on YouTube.
I have a couple songs downloaded.
Oh, freaking but, awesome.
So you at least went with a child.
Yep. I wasn't gonna throw you under the bus like that.
So my friends and I are both 26. We went together. We were the only ones in the theater that did not have a child with us. And I think we enjoyed the movie more than most of the kids in the theater.
It was pretty amazing.
And we were hungover. What does that tell you?
Oh, that's right. You were supposed to go yesterday.
We were, like, laughing. And first of all, how about how far along Disney has come? Can we just talk about that?
I know. That end was surprising.
Amazing. But not only that. So I'm sitting there in the beginning and I'm like, what is all of this, like, hullabaloo stuff?
Hullabaloo?
So there's, like, fairies and pixie dust and this, and it's a huge, big ordeal to get to the whole Walt Disney castle scene.
Oh, yes.
And so when I was a kid, it was just a blue screen with the white castle. Right. And in script, Walt Disney. There was none of this like 3D animation.
Right. It's pretty amazing. Dust.
I was shocked. I thought it was like another preview. I did not even realize.
Did you have the Mickey Mouse short before it?
I did.
That was adorable.
It really was. But I kind of was like, can we get to the movie?
That's kind of what the person I went with, that's what she was like, I hate this part. She had seen it and she was like, I'll see it again. I'm like, are you sure?
Awesome.
Yeah,
it was great. It.
So I would see the movie again, wouldn't you?
I plan to buy it on DVD. Yeah.
It won a Golden Globe last night, so we're going to talk about other Golden Globe winners, but that's probably my favorite one for animated film.
Oh, it was amazing.
Also, some of my favorite ones, actor for a drama, Matthew McConaughey, The Dallas Buyers Club.
Yes. And also another movie that I saw this weekend, actually, that I also just fell in love with was, why am I having a blank right now?
Blank.
Leonardo DiCaprio, mm-hmm. for actor of a musical or comedy in The Wolf of Wall Street.
Yes.
Amazing movie, by the way.
That movie also won for, nope, I lied. Just kidding.
I think it did. I felt like it did win something else, but I could be wrong.
It may have. Yeah. None of my television shows won anything. Like, it was all stuff that I don't watch.
Yeah, I would agree with that. You know, like I said, I've seen Parks and Recreation, but the others, I was not.
For picture, musical, or comedy, American Hustle won. I've heard that's really good.
I have,
for
too.
For picture, drama was 12 Years a Slave.
Yes, and I've also heard that was really good.
Yeah.
What else?
Jennifer Lawrence won for supporting actress of American Hustle. Amy Adams won for actress.
Yeah. That movie walked away with a bunch of awards, I've heard. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so I'm definitely going to have to see that.
And Brooklyn Nine-Nine walked away with a bunch of awards in television.
Yeah, they beat The Big Bang Theory and I was sad.
Yeah. I haven't seen Brooklyn Nine-Nine yet.
So I'm sure they're playing the Golden Globes on E! Or some other station. Mm-hmm. So I definitely recommend catching up on that.
I love to watch it for the dresses. I went through this morning and was like, oh,
Jennifer Lawrence looked adorable.
They compared her to the Little Mermaid. Did you see that?
Uh-uh.
Because you know when the Little Mermaid gets out of the water and she has legs and they wrap her up in that like white dress with the rope around it?
Mm-hmm.
They were comparing her dress to that.
That's crappy.
Yeah. But I liked it because I liked the Little Mermaid.
All right. Before we go, we got a present in the mail this week.
We did.
From Timber Threads, we have some brand new t-shirts. We'll be posting some pictures of those.
Yay!
Check them out on Facebook and also Instagram. We'll be rocking it while we show our Colorado pride. So thank you again so much for Timber
Threads. I'm so excited.
Yes. And timberthreads.com, I believe, is their website.
Yep.
If not, just Google Timber Threads. They're freaking amazing.
They have awesome, awesome Colorado gear.
Yes. Thank you so much for listening. Sorry we went a little bit long. The doggy talk. We love our dogs.
We got excited.
We did.
Oh, and there's a new blog post up. Booyah.
Oh, yeah. We shared that on our Facebook.
Yep, and yes. There'll be another new one up tomorrow.
I'm so sorry. We have to take time to talk about this. Yeah. You text me and you're like, I wrote a blog. Okay, if anyone's been listening to this show for any period of time, Ashley's been saying she's going to write a blog for us. It's been over a year because we were in the studio.
It has been a while. You're right.
Yeah. And so when you sent me that text, I was like, oh my gosh. And I read it and I was like, yep. And I immediately started posting it everywhere.
Yay! I was so excited.
It was very relatable and very awesome.
And you know what actually triggered that? Going to see The Wolf of Wall Street.
Mm.
I was just, I don't know, got into the mindset. And I'm ready, and I've got another one for tomorrow.
I'm so excited.
Yay!
Maybe this working from home thing suits you.
Maybe.
I do.
Ashley got her groove back.
All right. We'll be back next Monday. Thank you so much for listening. Happy week.
Yay.
Bye.
Bye.